it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
All right, baseball indoors again tonight. Orioles and the Rays in Game 2 of a three-game series. Orioles here tonight looking for a third consecutive victory. Wade Miley tonight will look for a second victory in his last seven starts. Last night, Kevin Gausman, six scoreless. And then it was Darren O'Day, Brad Brock, and then Richard Blyer. They combined to go three scoreless in a game that also featured a marvelous defensive game from third baseman Manny Machado. Buck and Rock in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
Rock Abatko with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Buck, last night, was that about as good a defensive game as you could ask for?
Yeah, the joy was really good and right. Of course, Manny and John, you know, those plays Manny makes, honey, I don't think you're really going to appreciate it until at some point in our lives we're going to watch somebody else play third base for the Orioles. But what I like to watch is the other team. I'll glance over in the dugout, and they're just going, really? You know, Brian Butterfield was talking to me, a good friend of mine who coaches third base for the Red Sox. I think what people miss is the amount of arm strength and velocity he can get on a pitch, on a throw from those angles. That's what really separates it. And Manny's so loose-limbed, to be able to get that much velocity on throws, most people have to, you know, bounce the ball over and stuff. I think that's really the separator.
Kevin Gausman, back-to-back quality starts. Is it as, and I'll put an air quote, simple as he's just hitting his spots now, and why is that happening now?
Yeah, Roger does a thing. McDowell does a thing with all the pitchers, efficiency of execution of pitches, and they're all their pitches. You know, if I'm trying to, you know, where the count is and where the pitch dictates, you know, and he was close to 80%, and that's what the elite starters do. They're in the 80 percentile of executing pitches last night, and he was good. Fastball command opened up everything to him. He's getting the ball on both sides of the plate. And actually, it was pretty easy velocity. It wasn't like he was reaching back and trying to throw the ball by everybody.
When you put Adam Jones atop the order last year, we were in Cleveland, it seemed to spark the team and him as well, because he'd been scuffling. And it looks like we're seeing the same thing now. Is that what you're observing? And what is it about Adam atop the order that just seems to work?
Well, one, Adam doesn't have an ego. Adam doesn't, oh, I'm a three-hole hitter. Oh, I'm a four-hole hitter. You can't. Adam says, yeah, that's what the team needs. Let's go. And I think that's what a lot of people miss about Adam is that, you know, I've never gotten any pushback from him about anything as far as I think he trusts me and I trust him. And you know, he's always willing to do what's best for the club. You don't hear him go, oh, gosh, I won't get as many RBIs there. Oh, what does it mean for me? And that's one reason why we're putting Joey down there, and Tejada's hitting a little bit better to kind of set up some things, because you're really only assured of leading off one time in a game.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report talking about how Kevin Gausman just seems to be hitting his spots better. The reverse now, Wade Miley pitching tonight. Why do you think he's not able to do that consistently?
That's going to change tonight. He's going to be good tonight. I always look that way. But, Rock, you know, I have a lot of reasons and some that, you know, and we're constantly working on, but it reflects on, you know, I'm not going to get into those. I just don't think it's fair to Wade. He works hard at it. I mean, you watch him warm up in a work session or a bullpen session, and you won't see that. So, you know, he and we have been attacking some of the other issues that we think are causing it, and you know, try to get him back to the guy that was one of the best pitchers in the American League the first third of the season.
Chris Davis out of the lineup again tonight. How's he doing?
Better. He's pretty weak and pretty just trying to get hydrated back. He lost a lot of fluid, you know, and we can probably read between the lines how that all happened. He had a pretty extensive stomach virus. And, you know, Rock, there's so many things like this that go on. Some guys it affects differently. Some it's more tough. But, you know, I mean, I've had to put guys out there. And sometimes they don't tell you about it till afterwards, but that's, you know, part of what goes along with playing, having a job and playing a game that you're doing 7 days a week. And, you know, Chris was going to try to play today, and the doctors and the trainers think that if we can back off him one more day, that he should be a player tomorrow.
Hey, you have Seth Smith in left field, Joey Rickard in right, and obviously they can play either corner. What is it? Is there something with this ballpark that you're more comfortable with Joey and Wright?
A little bit. Joey's has been playing real well out there. Like last night, Seth's actually played more left field than right field. Joey's probably been throwing as good as I've ever seen him throw. And this ballpark and their approach to hitting, and with a left-handed pitcher, kind of makes us think that, and, you know, talking to Wayne Kirby, he sets most of that. You know, I go through him, and he talks about how they're going to approach different guys. We talk to our starting pitcher and catcher about how they're going to pitch guys and where we think our best defense would lie.
And finally, Ray starting Jacob Ferriero tonight. Is he one of the better young pitchers you've seen this year?
Yeah, he's got a real good feel for pitching. Another one of those neutral split guys that handles left and right about the same because of the off-speed pitch. And, you know, he's another guy that's going to pitch backwards. You're not going to see a lot of fastballs and fastballs count. Fastball counts. You better make that adjustment.
Thank you, Buck. Let's kick it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Now, as you may know by now, Michael Givens is a relief pitcher. So, you know, somehow only Dylan Bundy has won more games than Michael Givens so far this season. Yeah, Michael Givens, he is the vulture, and he will visit with Jim Hunter when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
At Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, tonight game two, the middle game of this three-game series with the O's and the Rays. Michael Givens having an outstanding season. In fact, he leads all major league relievers with 7 wins. Michael Givens up next on the Orioles Radio Network.
Orioles and Rays, game two of this three-game series. Birds looking to make it back-to-back wins against Tampa Bay and visiting with Michael Givens. Now, Michael, we've seen your transition from position player to reliever. And this year, you're very, very consistent. Now, last year, you had a great year. But for some reason, you've taken it to a next level. What's different from last year to this year?
Just pretty much maturing and, like, having a great bullpen we had last year, one on top of the league, and being evolving with Zach, Darren O'Day, and Brad Brock, and learning from them. And you only can get better. And being around them is a good, they're really good role models and good bullpen guys. And to overcome the transition has been good to be around those guys.
Of the 7 relievers out there, I don't think there are 2 that are similar in style. You're all very unique and very different. Your style is very unique. What can you learn from the others, even though you don't necessarily pitch like them?
Like when I first got called up in 15, I was around Darren O'Day, has had a lot of time in the big league. So we're definitely have unique style of pitching, but we can learn from each other. Just we're big from the sidearm, three-quarter sidearm we throw, and a slider's a little different, but we can learn it and how hitters react to each one of us. Even though velo is different, but at the same time, we can learn as the reactions, because he likes to throw balls up. I've been learning from Darren O'Day, elevating my fastball a little bit. So little here and there from, it doesn't really matter if you are a three-quarter sidearm or a guy that throws over top. I start watching throughout the game the reaction of hitters and how they're taking their swings.
Because you have the ability to go more than one inning, very often Buck Showalter will bring you in to get out of a jam and then send you back out for the next inning. Now those are high, anxious innings when you come in with men on base, but you seem to have a mental capacity that it doesn't seem to bother you. Is that something that just was acquired over experience?
I think that's just my personality, and I've been thankful for just going there and just looking like I'm running a race, like a horse, like with the visors over their eyes. I'm just focused and zoned in into the situation and going out there and live in the moment and just go out there just compete. And I think that's a big thing growing up, is being a competitor just like everybody else. I love it in those moments, and I take really good pride, and our bullpen takes really good pride with those inherited runs. So going there and shutting down an inning is more meaningful than anything, trying to help save those runs from the guy who got in trouble with.
There's so much focus with major league bullpens on the final 3 outs, but very often the game is won in the 6th inning, maybe even the 7th inning, and you're as good as that as anyone. I mean, you lead the major leagues in wins by relievers with 7. You have the ability to go in and keep it as is. You've been at the back end of the bullpen, but mostly 6th, 7th, 8th inning. Do you find that a particular challenge because the game could change with your inning?
Yeah, just like I said, learning to evolving and being a bullpen guy and know how important it is to try to keep our offense in the flow if we're behind or we're tied or if we're behead. Try to keep that situation where it is and try to stop the bleeding with going in there, trying to clean the inning when someone needs help. And just knowing the offense we have, if we can give them time to get their bats going, and we're pretty good at late inning getting the runs too. So, and knowing that having a great offense, just going out there, just shutting down innings and allowing our offense to go do what they do best.
Last year, you and Brad both excelled in picking up wins. He had 10, you had 8. But this year, because Zach was out so long, Brad was mostly used in the ninth inning. So you've become the vulture of the year. And you and I kid about that all the time, but it's a very important role because if you don't succeed, the team doesn't come back. And it looks to me like you really thrive on that. Like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to come in and get this win. I'll hold him. You go get me 3 runs.
Yeah, and it's cool and Danny for a really, really get the wins, but at the same time, it's easier done to get that loss than getting a win. So you can go up there and give up the loss and have a lot many losses. But like I said, with the offense we have, that's the credit that I can get those wins. But I give credit to our defense more likely when I'm out there, and they give me the confidence to be able to throw pitches in the zone, and they're going to make plays. So having a great defense around behind me is really confident to go on there and do my job.
I would think this week leading up to next Monday, the trade deadline, is the most frustrating for players because everything is out of your control and people don't mind starting rumors even if they're not true. Is there any talk going on in the bullpen? Because this is one of the best bullpens in baseball, and quite obviously other teams would like to have some of you guys join them.
We don't think about it. We don't really talk about it. Like you said, it's out of our control, and we're going out there and just do what we do best as a good family we are in a bullpen, and just not worry about that. That's behind us, and we can't control that. So we just go out there and try to hopefully get a good push, and we can try to make a good playoff push, and just go out there and do that, and help our team do that in the bullpen.
Hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Jim Hunter back at Tropicana Field. And in the loss column here tonight, game 2 of a 3-game series. Now they say momentum is only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. And Wade Miley tonight, Jim, had a very interesting game. We saw Kevin Gausman last night. He went 6 scoreless. After that, the bullpen, they went 3 scoreless, and they won that game. But Wade Miley tonight winds up going 6 innings. Now, in 5 of those innings, he never gave up a run, and he never gave up a hit. But in the second inning, he gave up 5 runs on 5 hits, including a big 3-run home run. Miley just could not put out the fire.
Yeah, and that really was the difference, Joe, that very phrase. He just couldn't get that big out. He got the second out, which drove in the second run on the sac fly by Sucre. So he's that close to getting out of it and keeping it to a 2-run inning. And the way the Orioles have been hitting as of late, that would have been fine. But the 3-run home run to Tim Beckham, that was just a clincher there for Miley. And yet again, putting his team deep in the hole early on. This is now the 6th start out of his 21. He's allowed at least 5 runs. And the 11th time, he's allowed 4 or more runs. So when you put your team in an early hole, it's tough to come back. Got to give the Orioles a lot of credit in this one. They chipped away. And Jake Faria, even though he got the win, one of those nights where he'll probably say after the game, really didn't have my good command, didn't have my best stuff. Orioles hit some rockets right at fielders. Borges had a big night in center field, but you're right. Miley's got to do better than that, and unfortunately, he hasn't been able to consistently do that for the O's.
Well, good comeback here by the Orioles. Now, you do have to give Miley some credit because, hey, he had the one bad inning. But after that, he gave the Orioles a chance to come back in the game, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and if anything, with this quick turnaround with a noon game tomorrow, he did save the rest of the bullpen. I mean, Michael Givens did get up and begin to get loose in the event the Orioles tied the game, but O'Day never got up, Brock never got up, Blyer or Britton never got up. So by going the 6 innings and not having to get to that bullpen earlier, he's able to get Buck Showalter some fresh arms for tomorrow with a quick turnaround for the day game. So I agree. I mean, that is good. He could have imploded, and before you know it, it would have been well out of hand. But he kept all the damage to the one inning. Unfortunately, the 5 runs was too much to come back on.
Yeah, it certainly was. So the Orioles here tonight, the little 2-game win streak has come to an end. And with a victory tonight, Tampa Bay ending a 5-game losing streak in the Eastern Division. Same 2 teams again tomorrow. Yep, Ubaldo will get the start tomorrow afternoon. The Orioles had some, as Jim mentioned, some early chances. First inning, a double, 1 out, but then 2 strikeouts after that. The inning was over. In the second inning, they got a single and a walk to get the inning started, but then Castillo bounced into a 5-4-3 double play, and then Tejada came up to hit. Fastball hit hard right to Longoria on one bounce to third. He throws it over to get the out, and Tejada is retired. Not a real good at bat, but again, it doesn't pay off. Twice in the inning, the Orioles hit the ball hard with runners in scoring position, but right at Longoria. So they had first and second, nobody out. They do not score. No, they did not score, so it's nothing. Wade Miley tonight began with a 9-pitch, 1-2-3 first inning. But then came his only real bad inning, the bottom of the second inning. Began on a single by Souza. After a strikeout, Miller singled, and then Echevarria singled to load the bases for Malik Smith. As Miley comes to a set and delivers, line drive into center. That's a base hit. Souza comes in. Miller, he's going to be held up at third base. Adam Jones comes up throwing, and again the ball was well hit up the middle to drive in a run. 1-0 Tampa Bay. Bases still loaded with only one out. At that point, Miley had given up three consecutive singles. After that, Sucre with a fly ball, pick up an RBI, sack fly. But then with two aboard, that's when Beckham came up to hit. And that's when, well, Tampa Bay came up with what turned out to be the game-winning hit. And the pitch, Beckham, fly ball, left center, deep. Adam Jones, way back there, gone. That's a three-run home run. Beckham with his 12th home run. Three of them have come against the Orioles, and it's a 5-0 Tampa Bay lead. As again, Wade Miley just cannot find a way to get out of trouble or to minimize the damage. No, neither. 5-0 Tampa Bay at that point. Against Miley, they would not score again. In fact, they would not even get a hit again against Miley through the sixth inning tonight. Orioles began the comeback in the fifth inning. Single by Castillo with one out, a single by Rickard, and then Jones, an infield single, to load the bases for Manny Machado. And now the 1-1 to Manny. Has a high fly ball into center. Going to drive and run. Borges is there, pretty deep, makes the catch. Has Castillo, he'll score. There goes Tejada, or should say Rickard. He'll go to third on that fly ball out. So it's a 5-1 game as Machado picks up his 53rd RBI. And again, Manny hit the ball hard, but that time Borges got to it to get the out. So the Orioles one run closer. Then in the sixth inning, one out, bases empty. Mancini brought the Orioles a little bit closer.
And the 3-1 is ripped to left field. That ball is back, and that ball is gone. Mancini hits it out. There's a solo shot, and it's 5-2. So the Orioles chipping back in. Faria fell behind. Mancini looked for a pitch, and he didn't miss.
Yeah, so Mancini with that home run. Faria got to the eighth inning. One out. He walked a man, and that's when he exited in favor of Tommy Hunter. But then got Trumbo on a ground ball out, but then he walked Mancini, and then he walked Seth Smith. So the Orioles had men in scoring position with two outs for Wellington Castillo. Castillo back in the box. In a hole, one ball, two strikes. Scope at third, Mancini at second, Smith at first. 5-2, Tampa Bay, eighth inning. Here it comes. Castillo ground ball into left field. That's a base hit. Scope is in. Mancini coming in. The throw cut off. That's a two-run single to make it a one-run game. And the Orioles now got the tying run at second base with two outs in the eighth inning. Castillo gets it through the infield and picks up two huge RBIs. Yeah, to make it a one-run game. After that, Tommy Hunter did strike out Kim, the pinch hitter, to retire the side. Then, against Colome, ninth inning, Rickard was safe on a throwing error by the second baseman, Beckham, the would-be tying run. But then Jones came up to hit and promptly grounded into a 5-4-3 double play. Longoria at third base with a very nifty play to start that double play. But the game was not done yet. Machado got a base hit, and then Scope got a base hit. And so the Orioles had the tying run eventually at third base with two outs. Trumbo came up to hit, and that's when the game would end. And here comes the pitch. Trumbo, ground ball hit hard to short. There's Echevarria. He'll go to second base to get the sliding Scope, and that's how the game ends. And the Orioles here tonight are back in the loss column. They came back. They were down 5-0. They came back to make it 5-4. And the game ends with the tying run at third base.
Yeah,
very disappointing ending. And well, tomorrow the rubber game, Ubaldo Jimenez will try and give the Orioles 2 out of 3. Jim Hunter in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
Jim Hunter back at Tropicana Field. Tough loss for the O's as Tampa Bay holds on and wins it by the final of 5-4. All five Tampa Bay runs in the bottom of the second. Orioles came back with one in the fifth, one in the sixth, and two in the eighth. And in the ninth inning, they got a couple of base hits plus a runner reach on an error, but a big double play ball on a ball that was scorched by Adam Jones, started by Longoria. Big play in that inning, and the Rays win it 5-4. Let's hear from the skipper now and head downstairs. Post-game comments, Buck Showalter is with Gary Thorne.
Buck, kind of a strange outing for Wade Miley. One inning, and then he held on.
Yeah, that's you said it all. I mean, we had that one inning, and he was pretty good. You know, I know the strikes, the balls may not show statistically, but his command was better, and he got better as the game went on. And that was encouraging, except for that one inning. But that one inning did us in.
A tough opponent on the mound, a guy who can pitch inside to right-handers.
Yeah, this is a guy that really, you know, very similar pattern that a lot of guys for them pitch like. And, you know, it's this kid that I think it was year four last was 17-4 in the minor leagues, 10th round pick out of high school, and they do a good job of developing those guys. He's a good changeup and really stays in there until you show him you can do something with it.
What do you like most about Castro?
He's not scared. And this guy's, I think he really appreciates the opportunity and the way he's been treated here with the whole organization, the way that the care that, you know, we took with him in the minor leagues, trying to get him back on his feet. You know, two years ago, this guy was one of the best pitching prospects in the game. And, you know, not throwing anybody else under the bus. They had their reasons for it, but we kind of started over with him. And he's got the makings of a good pitcher, got a good feel for a changeup. Didn't have command of his fastball tonight, which was unusual.
And the comeback, the offense has done this so many times, a little short, but they came back again.
Yeah, we created some opportunity that last inning. We hit a lot of balls. You know, Adam's ball almost found a hole. Trumbo's ball almost found a hole, but the ball's on the ground. You run that risk, but you know, strung together some good at bats and got back in it. You know, 5-0 didn't look very promising, but the bullpen did the job, and so did Wade after that one inning. A lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not going to have a good out in here. You know, he figured out a way to get through it, and really, as he said when he wanted to stay in the game, he's starting to figure some things out there at the end.
All right, Skip, last question on Chris Davis. You expect him to be available tomorrow?
I hope so. He finally ate something tonight about 6 o'clock. I talked to him a little bit after BP first time, and he's feeling better, but he's pretty weak. I unfortunately, we got a 12-10 game tomorrow, so it'll be a quick turnaround. So if I know Chris, he's going to want to play.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Post-game comments of Buck Showalter, and Buck commenting on Wade Miley, who allowed the 5 runs in that second inning, faced 8 batters, but did get through 6 innings for the Orioles. Let's hear from the left-hander now. Back downstairs, Gary is with Wade Miley.
Wade, what? Sorry. All right, here we go. Wade, second inning. Just go over it a little with you. That's the one that got away, I guess.
Yeah, just made some bad pitches. Left some balls up, and they made me pay. I don't know. After that, kind of started crowding them a little bit more, challenging them a little bit more, and the results were a little better.
You seemed to want to really come in on the right-handers, and you were effective on that, I thought, for most of the game.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did. After that second inning, me and Willie talked, let's just crowd them. Let's crowd them until we can't crowd them no more and see where it gets us, and we had a little success doing that.
Was the second just that it wasn't going where you wanted it?
Yeah, I was just leaving balls up. The changeup up to Beckham, sliders to both lefties, to Miller and Malik. Just kind of spun over the middle of the plate. I mean, that's big quality pitches there. Got a chance to get out, and I just hung breaking balls, and they did a good job of fitting them, and that's pretty much it.
It's got to be, I mean, you were able to settle down after an inning like that. They had 18 plate appearances after that against you and didn't have a hit. I mean, how do you do that?
Oh, yeah, I was pissed, to be honest with you. I kind of got mad, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of snapped a little bit out there and kind of under control.
But to keep yourself under control when you're upset like that, that's not easy.
No, it's not, but something's got to give eventually. I've been dealing with this for 6-8 weeks now, and it's kind of get fed up with it, so hopefully it's a step in the right direction.
All right, Wade, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So Wade Miley does take the loss. He goes 6 innings as Tampa Bay wins it 5-4.